We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, do you want to congratulate me on being right, Darryl, since I picked the Browns? I told everybody all last week the Browns were going to win.
Congratulations, Bull.
Thank you.
Were right.
I want kudos.
I was dead wrong. So, congratulations to you. Congratulations to the Browns for pulling off one of the greatest victories in the history of the franchise, if not the last 40 years. That was just absolutely sensational last night.
What's the first thing you think of when you think of that game last night? First thing that comes to mind.
First thing that comes to mind is Ben Roethlisberger sitting on the bench with a tear running down his cheek.
That was sweet.
Like it's almost poetic justice, right? He has tormented the Browns for so long throughout his career, and it could be the Browns that ultimately end his career, depending on what he decides to do. Hopefully he retires, because he doesn't have it anymore. But that image will be seared into my memory forever. And then there are two others. One was Larry Ogunjobi just absolutely destroying Maurkice Pouncey. And then the second one was Kareem Hunt just dragging three Pittsburgh Steelers into the end zone on that touchdown run. Those are things that we are used to seeing the Pittsburgh Steelers do to the Cleveland Browns over the years. But to see those tables turned, man, that was an incredible sight to see.
Okay, Darryl, so this game starts out absolutely perfect for the Browns. The fumble, I mean, like, Darryl, can you remember watching any Browns game, let alone a playoff game, because there haven't been many, where the Browns got such a perfect start, gifted a perfect start by the opposition?
Yeah, I mean, they had 21 points in a blink of an eye. I know that they led 28-0 after one, but it was an avalanche, right? Three turnovers in the first quarter, three touchdowns in the first quarter. I can't, Dustin. And again, kudos to the Browns for being opportunistic. And I will say this, for all the rightful grief I've gotten for, you know, saying what I said last week and, you know, that the Browns didn't have a chance to win and that – they won the game how I said, though, they needed to win the game if they were going to do that. And that was by creating turnovers, taking advantage of short fields, and putting points on the scoreboard by taking the ball away. And that's exactly what they did last night, Dustin. So, and I'll be honest with you, I think that's the same. I mean, it's going to sound like a broken record, but that's almost the same formula that they're going to need to take to Kansas City. Performance last night first of all, I would have never imagined that a perennial Pro Bowl center, Maurkice Pouncey, is going to fire a football 20 yards over Ben Roethlisberger's head and it, you know, gets covered up by the Browns for a touchdown. It was interesting listening to Kevin Stefanski today and players and Mike Prefer talking about yesterday about knowing Ben Roethlisberger and the quick release time that he likes to get, that they saw opportunities to get their hands on footballs at the line of scrimmage and basically run a chip drill on them all night. And that's pretty much what they did. The Steelers looked like the team that didn't practice all week, not the Browns. The Browns looked like they were absolutely prepared to play that game. And the Pittsburgh Steelers looked like they were making plans for winter vacation.
All right. By the way, the Cowboys have hired Dan Quinn, the former Falcons head coach, to be their defensive coordinator. That's just coming down the line. We're talking with Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Daryl, you know, I talked last week about I thought one of the keys was quick passes. They did that. Baker's, you know, passing time was the quickest average he had all year. And a lot of action. You know, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, we were right. complaining they weren't used a lot, especially the last couple of weeks for Nick Chubb. Well, they both played great. And you talked about Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb also breaking out of that tackle on the screen pass to get the touchdown. They yeah. were so quick and efficient with those passes to their backs.
Well, they really were. And they allowed, you know, Jarvis Landry, same thing, right? The yards after catch. You know, it wasn't just throwing to a point and, you know, that's, I mean, Baker Mayfield did an excellent job last night positioning his teammates to make plays after the catch. And that's what great quarterbacks do. And you know, you mentioned Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry on his, touchdown catch and run. We saw that as well. We saw it on a couple of non-touchdown plays. But again, the execution, that's what most impressed me from that game, aside from the final score and the records they set and all that. What impressed me so much was for the most part, and I know they had a couple of penalties, you know, and some issues lining up, whatever, but you know, the crispness of the execution of the offensive game plan, that just blew me away, because typically you would expect when you can't get on a field together, leading up to a game, that, you know, timing's going to be off, chemistry's going to be off a little bit. That wasn't the case last night.
Daryl, as we look forward here, Bull thinks that this Browns team can beat anybody. Do you think that?
I'll say this, Dustin. If they beat the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday, we're going to Tampa. They will go to the Super Bowl. I'm convinced. There's just something about this team that I can't quantify, whether it's they have, you know, been able to use this underdog role to their advantage, whether it's, you know, Kevin Stefanski's, you know, connection and bond that he was able to form during that virtual offseason program with the four H's and including everybody in that, or pushing the right buttons with his assistant coaches during Zoom meetings throughout the season. And it's helped them deal with all these COVID protocols and problems they've had, especially in recent weeks. There's something about these guys. I've said it to you for years. The only way the Browns were going to get this franchise turned around was when the players took ownership. GM, coach, owner's box, doesn't matter. At some point, it comes down to the players taking ownership of their performance, taking pride in the franchise, embracing the history, and making it a point to turn it around. And the one thing that has become crystal clear as this season has progressed, led by Baker, Myles Garrett, Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Joel Bitonio, and a litany of other players, guys, is the fact that they have taken ownership of this franchise, embraced the opportunity to turn it around and to do something special for fans that have suffered for so long here, watching them lose year in and year out. That, to me, is at the heart of what we have witnessed to this point here in 2020 and now 2021. And that's why I believe if they can go to Kansas City and they can knock off the defending Super Bowl champions, I believe the Cleveland Browns will play in the Super Bowl.
Daryl, you're right. Wow. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. And I think a lot of it comes from the coach, too, right? He's made them accountable. He's been so calm and even keel. He was made for this season, for this COVID yeah. situation, for dealing with everything online. A lot of older coaches would have complaining about it or would not have been able to handle it. And he just, like, they were ready to fill in for him. And, yeah, there yep. was some – Prefer didn't use the timeouts very well, but Alex Van Pelt called a great game. They all knew they – in the end, Kevin Stefanski, even in the week he wasn't there, had them ready. He had them ready.
Absolutely. And I thought Andrew Berry had a great quote in Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback column this morning, where, you know, he talked about speaking with another executive, and instead of, you know, doing what I was, you know, doing last week and bemoaning the circumstances that the Browns were going to have to play their first playoff game in 18 years under, you know, they looked at it as an opportunity. Okay. And that is, I think, again, at the heart of why they had the success that they had last night. And, you know, that's what, as Barry told King, that's what professionals do. They don't bemoan the circumstances. They look at the circumstances as opportunities to be successful. And, again, that's a credit to Kevin Stefanski. It's a credit to the culture within the organization that they're starting to establish. And again, Baker Mayfield and the players have clearly embraced that opportunity, and that's why we get to sit here on January 11th, and we're still talking about the Cleveland Browns playing football and not who they should be drafting, what changes need to be made in the offseason, who they should be targeting in free agency, et cetera.
Daryl, you don't have kids yet. You have nieces and nephews, though?
I do.
Okay, so let's pretend that they're your kids, okay? You got a choice here. Who would you let babysit your kids? Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, or Jim Harbaugh? Pick one.
Can I get a fourth option?
No. Oh, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Oh, God.
God.
This is easy.
It's Harbaugh. I would take Harbaugh easy.
You take Harbaugh.
I'd probably say Saban.
No.
Like, Dabo's not even a consideration.
No.
Yeah, no way with Dabo. I would probably say, I actually would say Saban, I think. Harbaugh's too much of a weirdo.
They're all weirdos. You got to be a weirdo to be a head coach, pretty much. You got to be a little off.
You got to give me better options than that, Dustin. I mean, come on.
Well. Daryl, the Buckeyes going to pull it off tonight or what?
I think so. I think that, similar to the Browns, they relish this underdog role. I am a little concerned about this, 75 minutes before kickoff, whatever, there's an availability report that comes out. I'm a tad nervous about what names might be on that report for the Buckeyes. But I think if they're going to be close to full strength, I like Ohio State to be raising the hardware tonight. And mostly because everyone thinks that Alabama's just going to show up and collect the trophy. By the way, the logos for Alabama's quote-unquote apparent imminent national championship have already been released to the internet. I saw those this afternoon.
All right, Daryl. Good job.
Guys.
All right, buddy.
Good
we'll
job,
talk
buddy.
To you later.
You got to catch.
Enjoy the win. Let's go, Bucks.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.